Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Forkfest 2020, day number, I'm starting to lose track.
Yeah, I don't know what, I checked my phone, so I happen to know that it's Friday, but I mean.
It's Friday as we're recording this, however, this will be the Saturday evening show, which actually we began yesterday. We had some great guests that we were able to get on here, Lily, who is awesome, and then also Tom Woods, who of course is fantastic. Lily Tang Williams, who's a new mover here to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, which is kind of the generic term for what's been going on here over the last 15 years, roughly. And by the way, in the studio here, a remote studio, it's Ian.
It's Aria.
And we're at the top of the hill right as you come into the park at Rogers Campground, beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You got to get up here. You got a whole week to come up for the remainder of ForkFest, which is all next week through the 5th. So join us. Go to forkfest.party. But let's talk about like the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, this idea of liberty-loving people coming over here from wherever it is they hail from. Maybe it's across the United States, maybe it's next door in Massachusetts or whatever, or maybe it's all the way or halfway across the world as
Seattle or California, or even China.
Yeah, and these are great places to leave.
They are.
Yeah. And in fact, we had a great...
And this is a great place to come.
Indeed. And the reason is because of concentration. We were having a conversation with actually a gentleman walking up the hill here. Maybe we'll get to talk to him on the air. But, you know, about the power of being able to move together with other people of like mind who, you know, we don't have to agree on everything, but if we generally agree in the direction to which we should be going, then that is... really special because it allows people to come together and assist each other in a way that the libertarian or liberty movement is really completely ineffective at. They really can't get anybody elected to save their life. Not that that's the ultimate solution or anything like that, but you know, if you look around the country at what the Libertarian Party can accomplish, it ain't much. If they can even get on the ballot in some places, they're lucky if they can pull 2% of the vote. Now, maybe that'll be different this year on a national level with Joe Jorgensen, their new...
I mean, one would hope. I mean, she's lucid, and she's not senile. So,
yeah.
I mean, she's automatically a front runner, in my opinion. I mean, she...
I feel bad about wanting to vote for... Like, I'm going to vote for her, and I don't feel bad about it this time.
And
so.
Spike Cohen, everything I've seen from him is fantastic.
That's the
no
VP.
No complaints. Yeah.
Guy.
So, I mean, it's a good ticket. I mean... Not the greatest that there could have been. I would have preferred, you know, Vermin Supreme. But she's good.
Yeah, I think it was a good choice by the Libertarian Party. So that's nice. You know, they're going through the motions, and there's nothing wrong with what they're doing. I stopped supporting the National Libertarian Party back in 2008. It was actually right before they nominated Bob Barr, who is a former Republican congressman.
And a drug warrior.
Drug warrior, right? CIA boss man. To their presidential ticket. It was actually before that. I was just so fed up with how unlibertarian the Libertarian Party had become, I resigned publicly my life membership with the Libertarian Party. So, but they, you know, they kept going through the motions, putting candidates up, and they still do, and they never really get anywhere. They never really gain any traction anywhere.
See,
so,
my arc was different. I didn't pay any attention to libertarian politics until, like, 2016, mm-hmm. and I remember the libertarian primary came on, or one of the debates, and I was like, there's no point in watching this. They're libertarians. They're pretty much going to agree on all of these things.
Yeah, for the most part.
And then I learned very quickly... how this was Alston Peterson, Gary Johnson, and John McAfee. And I learned very quickly that one of those people was a libertarian, and two of them were Republicans, and one of them had some Democratic leanings.
Which one was the libertarian?
John McAfee.
Okay.
For sure.
He's pretty
absolutely.
Libertarian.
Yeah, he's nuts, but he is a libertarian.
I don't think he's as libertarian as somebody like Joe Jorgensen or Harry Brown
really?
Or something like that. I could be wrong about that. I mean, I don't know intimately McAfee's positions on these things because I didn't watch any of those debates. I didn't sit there and, you know, watch libertarians argue with one another because ultimately it really doesn't matter. I'm not going to be the one voting on that. I'm not going to go to the Libertarian Party convention. So it would be more of just a curiosity than anything else.
Well, I'm glad I watched it because I went in as a Gary Johnson supporter, assuming that, you know, because he's a libertarian, I just by default will agree with him on stuff. And the things that came out of his mouth were inexcusable for a libertarian.
Wow. And yet he got the nomination.
Of course he did. He was the Republican with the big Republican money backing him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much money he had, but he definitely had some support. And he ended up, I think, embarrassing the Libertarian Party nationally on more than one occasion. Not just that, but...
Well, I mean, bringing in Bill Weld certainly did not help his image.
Yeah, that's the former governor of Massachusetts, so you had, Republicans all over the place. And so, anyway, the national Libertarians, you know, they keep running through the motions. The state Libertarians of the 50 states, they keep putting candidates up, and they keep basically being ignored by the media.
But, man, I do like Nick Sarwark.
That is the
He is the chair
chairman.
Of the National Libertarian
Didn't
Party.
Didn't he step down?
I don't think so.
I believe he stepped down during the recent convention. Maybe it wasn't a permanent step down. Maybe he only stepped down for the convention. But I was watching at the time.
There is no amount of money anyone could have paid me to watch that.
Yeah, it was an S show, and that was actually part of the reason why I wanted to watch it, just to see how bad it was, because it was the first time that any political convention had ever been held online only.
Right.
So they did essentially a 1,000-person Zoom conference.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I know...
Yeah, that was doomed from the start.
Well, and I know how bad these conventions normally are. Like, normally they are barely under control and an S show with people just getting into it with each other over the most petty crap, and they're just awful. I can't imagine attending one of these things because they're always debating over bylaws changes and platform changes and things like that. It's like,
man.
I object. We need to have an or here instead of an and there needs to be a comma, not a semicolon. Sir, I disagree with you on that. You know, it's like, just goes on and on and on.
I object on the basis that there was no strip tease from James Weeks.
Not this year, it was disappointing.
I mean, that was sorely lacking.
Yeah, that was the best part, for sure, of previous convention. So, you know, they just fight with each other over their internal politics. And that's not to say that the libertarians in New Hampshire don't have their own internal squabbles. They do. Any group that gets larger than 30 people is going to have some sort of a schism, some sort of personality conflict or issue. So I get that. But it's the migration that really makes the difference here.
Absolutely. There's strength in numbers, right? You don't want to be
that
out
was
there.
Obvious.
You don't want to be out there, you know, cop blocking by yourself.
Right.
And here you have allies with whom you can do that.
So many.
I mean, that's just one example of something that you have allies for.
And it's also a really good one because there were so many people who cop blocked in Manchester specifically over the last several years that the police actually stopped doing DUI checkpoints.
Yeah. And they cited the cop blocking as
the
reason.
They really did. They did. I couldn't believe it, but they actually gave the liberty-minded folks credit for that. And what they did, look, just to be clear for people that don't know, where there's a DUI checkpoint, the cop block folks will go down there with signs that say things like, police checkpoint ahead, turn now, you know, to give you notice, to get you out of there, get you out of the corridor that will lead you to the checkpoint. And most people do love it, Aria. It's very popular.
I mean, even stone cold sober, nobody wants to go through a DUI checkpoint.
Except for the most obedient of serfs. And so there are a few people who got mad about the checkpoint. They would, like, drive by and yell, or they'd flip a bird, or whatever. But probably 90%+ of the cars that would go by are in favor. They would honk, happily honk, you know, thumbs up, shouting positively at the people on the side of the road. So overall, it was a really positive experience for the people who were involved. So they kept doing it, and they successfully avoided basically, I don't think anyone got busted for a DUI in all the years that they were doing DUI checkpoints, these federally funded DUI checkpoints in Manchester. I don't think they ever got a single DUI arrest. Now, they still stopped people for other things, because ultimately that's what it is, a big fishing expedition where, you got a tail light out we're going to ticket you for that. You know, so like little automotive-related ticketings and the occasional drug bust or whatever that they would stumble into. That was it. So that's a tremendous win, and it's an example of how concentration is effective. In most places, you don't have enough people, enough liberty-minded folks, who could put together something as large as the DUI checkpoint cop blocks. They just don't have the people, period. If they have enough people, most of them won't be interested, because not everybody's interested in cop block, so you have to have hundreds of people to get a dozen people out to do that one specific thing. We've got that here. There's more coming up from ForkFest 2020 and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is Free Talk.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live from Porkfest 2020. Also happening, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're broadcasting to you towards the end of that particular festival, but there's certainly a full other week of Forkfest still to come. You got plenty of time to get up here to the beautiful White Mountains in New Hampshire, Rogers Campground. Go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there from that unofficial website, and we'll tell you more about that over time. We got interesting people to interview here and so many cool folks, but I also want to make sure to tell you about AnyPay. It is a great way to accept cryptocurrency. They've got the AnyPay cash register. You set this up on your smartphone, your tablet device, your computer if you want to. There's the AnyPay cash register app for both Android and for iOS. They even have a web version, so if you all you got's a computer, you can still do it with AnyPay. Go to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. They're here at the festival, by the way, so if you want to meet Derek Jay and Steven Seiler, who...
Just look for the dome that's playing loud techno. You
can't
miss
it. You can't miss it. It is the one of the, I would call it the centerpiece. It is the real attraction here at the campground. So AnyPayInc.com. You can start accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin SV, and Dash, and even now a stable coin on there as well. Yeah, it's kind of an experimental thing.
They need to add Monero.
Oh, I know, but it's a pain, right? Monero is like completely different from any other crypto out there, so it is not easy to deal with. So check out AnyPayInc.com. Joining us, Ian and Aria in the studio, we have a gentleman by the name of Traveling.
Hello.
Who is promoting a concept called Ancapistan. Tell me what that is.
So it is essentially a city-state that we can build on land that we purchase anywhere we want. As a community.
A city-state called Ancapistan? You've lost me already.
So Ancapistan on social media is a meme. It's the land of the Ancaps.
And an Ancap is?
Ancap, anarcho-capitalist.
Okay. I knew what that was. I was just asking so our listeners could know what the lingo is. Two of the most offensive words in the English language sandwiched together, but a lot of people nonetheless do call themselves that around here. So this
I'm
is a term. This is a term that I've heard of before. Ancapistan, this sort of utopian, you know, futuristic place. What do you know? What's your vision for this exactly?
So. The ideal scenario is to have a green, affordable city. I think those are two kind of focuses that we should have for an ideal society.
Okay.
And so...
And what do you mean by green?
Low fossil fuel use, low
should
noise pollution.
Should the market decide that?
Well, the market is deciding that because you're free to move there or free to not move there. So the city can be built and can present itself to the world.
It sounds like you want to create a city according to your goals and your values and not ANCAP ones.
Well,
I mean, not all ANCAPs are, you know, let's be green.
Well, we're just piggybacking on the meme, the name.
Okay.
So it's not the end-all, be-all of the future or of what
well, a lot of people
want to live.
Though. I mean,
for sure.
You know, it doesn't really turn me on or off necessarily. I'm not against or in favor of it, so I really could go either way. But a lot of people are into that. So, I mean, is it pandering, would you say, to be doing the whole green thing? Like,
I personally have a bit of concern about peak oil.
Okay.
Especially on the long-term 50 to 100-year time frame. So that kind of inspires some of the engineering and the architecture, for sure.
Mm.
And also, like, just the idea of someone being able to work, you know, washing dishes 20 hours a week, being able to survive in a future society and be financially secure, I think is really attractive and what we should be moving towards.
I mean,
and that
sounds
also
more like the Venus Project than anything I would call Ancapistan.
Well, I haven't heard anything about the Venus Project here yet. I mean, I don't know whether
well,
it's
living
green
wages,
not.
Green ideas, recycling.
Did
all
you say
of
something
that.
About a living wage? I might have missed that.
Well,
no.
Describing being able to wash dishes for 20 hours a week as being financially secure is all but using the term living wage.
Is that what you're saying?
So the engineering efficiencies of it makes that possible.
You're just saying that it will be so efficient, the market will be so good that you won't need to work
correct
60 hours a week or whatever. You'll
correct
need to do a fraction.
We estimate that the fossil fuel use will be reduced by 95 to 98% per capita, and if we use, like, wind or nuclear power, we could even get that to 99%.
Well, okay, well, let's get practical here. I mean, how are you going to accomplish this? This is a pretty big goal, right? So you said you want to have a plot of land of some sort. How do you get that?
Investment. We would be selling, like, bonds, corporate bonds.
Okay, but where does it come from? Are you going to buy this land from a government somewhere and hope that they leave you alone?
Just purchase it on the market.
But there's going to be a state nearby, right? So, like, buying it on the market,
yeah.
There's this, you know, crazy gang that's going to come in and demand taxes from you.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think Chaz is kind of an important step towards us being accepted as ANCAPs.
You think?
I think so. Yeah. I don't want to defend the overall psychology of the anarcho-communists, but they seem to be pushing towards liberty somewhat, don't they?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, we've been looking at the Chaz here on Free Talk Live, and apparently it's shutting down, according to the news media, after just 2 weeks. But, you know, it's an interesting experiment. Whether it was truly autonomous or not, I don't think they had enough time to really prove that.
Correct.
It was a fun little tourist trick for people to come through and, you know, watch some art being made or whatever. But it's not going to... it's not like the people who are in the Chaz stopped paying taxes to the city of Seattle during that time frame.
Correct.
So that's one of the biggest challenges. So, I don't know what the right direction to go to accomplish your goal is. I don't. I'm not saying I'm against it. I think it's a great idea, and I hope that you can, you know, accomplish this. However, the challenge is the state, right? Like, you have to deal with these gangsters
Correct.
Who are going to threaten you, and they're going to use violence against you. So, you know, what do you do about that? I know that our co-host, Mark, who's not here right now, but if he were here, he'd be telling you all about a project in Roatan called the Special Economic Zone. There are these things around the world where they think they can get the government to leave them alone if they give them enough money. So it's a bunch of rich guys who want to do something similar to what you're talking about, to basically carve out a plot of land where there's relative economic freedom, meaning that whatever government gang is in that territory normally, so in this case it'd be Honduras in Roatan, whatever government gang would then supposedly leave that plot of land alone. And there would be some sort of contract in place. Now, mind you, I don't believe for a moment that the government is going to leave people alone just because they give them money. I think that's going to encourage them just to come after them even harder in the future. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's going to work out. Maybe they're going to be able to get this deal. They apparently already have the deal cut with the Honduran government, and they're apparently already breaking ground on construction. So,
really?
So of all the special economic zone concepts out there, the one that Mark's a big fan of now is probably the most, like, potential, I would say. It's going to be interesting to watch and see what happens. So, are you going to be here for the next few days traveling?
2 days, yeah.
Because I'm expecting Mark to show up at some point this weekend, and he knows everything about this thing. Like, he's deep into it. He's been down to Roatan. He's been to the meetings online. So I would love to introduce you and him so you can, like, get connected with these people. Because it sounds like they may have moved that ball forward in some way. Where would people go to learn more about this?
Well, I have handouts here. I don't really have, if you search Yangweed on YouTube, it's like the first result.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We got more coming up here. Thanks for sitting in with us. It's Free Talk.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. One governor is reevaluating part of his plan to reopen his state's economy. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says looking back, he would have slowed down the reopening of bars.
Now seeing in the aftermath of how quickly the coronavirus spread in the bar setting, and you know how a bar setting in reality just doesn't work with a pandemic. People go to bars to get close and to drink and to socialize.
Abbott, speaking to television station KVIA, said the data looked good when they decided to reopen the state's economy. Now he says the state's obligation is to take measured steps to slow the spread of the coronavirus. There are now more than 5,000 people in the hospital in the Lone Star State because of coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
This is USA Radio News. It was a historical moment in Mississippi.
Of 85 yeas and 34 nays, resolution passes.
Lawmakers have tentatively approved legislation to drop the Confederate battle emblem from their state flag. That symbol has come under intense criticism in recent weeks amid nationwide protests against racial injustice. Republican Governor Tate Reeves now says he will sign the bill. He previously said he wouldn't veto one. A commission will design a new flag that cannot include the Confederate emblem, though it must include the phrase, "In God We Trust." Princeton's Board of Trustees has voted to remove Woodrow Wilson's name from the university's School of Public and International Affairs. Traces of Wilson's legacy include not just the name of the school, but also the name of a residential college, which the university intends to shutter after two new residential colleges complete construction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is active. We're here at Free Talk Live up on the top of the hill at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest 2020 happening at the same time for the very first time, which is a wonderful thing. And longtime Forkfester. You've been to every single one of them.
I have, yes.
Roger Paxton and the former organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival for what, 2 years, three years?
We organized 2 years, and then before that we did organized all the content,
right,
and all of that. So.
Right. So you're here with us. Thank you for joining us. Your food's ready.
Yes, I'll get it in a minute.
Do you want to go, step over
we're
and grab
good.
It?
We're all good.
We can vamp. It's
yeah,
all,
we're all good.
It's okay.
Let's do it.
It's good food. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The guy that's selling the food you're getting was here on day number one. So he was the only guy set up on day number one.
Nice.
So he made all the money. Which is great.
And he was a lifesaver that day.
Yeah, it really,
sure.
really was. Those people are wonderful. And then thankfully, we had Jay Noon in late last night. He was doing late night food, so it's nice to have that late night option.
Yeah.
So the market's filling in the gaps. Welcome back, man. You haven't been on the air on anything in a while, right?
I haven't. I mean, life has been the craziest year of my life, and I'm loving it. I mean, you know, everything.
And when you say that, you mean just the last 5 months? When did you stop doing the Lava Flow podcast?
So I did a couple after Porkfest last year and then dropped off, and then did a couple more. So it's been really since I've been active, it's been almost a year.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Wow. Yeah, you dropped off. I'm like, I hope you're all right.
I am. It's just things have been crazy, and life has been good, and
I
just haven't had the time to get back to it. It's on my to-do list.
Now, you still, and I know that you're still working for yourself. You're doing your own thing?
So I'm doing IT contract work primarily. That's the primary breadwinner, but we've also got into food. We're doing farming. So I've got 18 pigs at home. We're doing 500 meat chickens this year and 10 turkeys and 50,000 bees.
That sounds like it's going to keep you busy for sure.
It is. Yeah.
Have any kids helping you with it?
A little bit. Yeah. So my oldest son takes care of the layer chickens. They're kind of his pets, really, for lack of a better term. But they bring in a little bit of money as well. So they're active.
What inspired this major shift?
I think Bardo probably had a lot to do with it.
Bardo Farm is...
Bardo Farm. Just kind of seeing what they've been doing. And
for listeners that don't know, this is a Free-Stater-owned farm, basically, in Croydon, I think it is, New Hampshire.
Yes, Croydon.
They're actually providing, I believe, all the meat over Jay Noon's tent, and it's been fantastic.
Yeah, and, you know, I love what they do, and I love, you know, I never thought about food, really, until we got up here. You know, my thing with food was whatever's cheapest at Walmart, you know, that sort of thing. And then getting into the difference in really good food and well-raised food and ethically raised food, that makes all the difference in the world. And that's what we're trying to do.
Here comes your food. Speaking of food, it is being hand-delivered. Now, that is what
service.
I call service.
That is service.
It's outstanding.
That's Pork Fest for you right there.
Yeah, we who was it that lost their meal the other day? It was, I think it was Ken.
It was Lee.
Lee. So Lee's like, oh, man. He was on the air with us or something like that and, you know, distracted. He'd gotten a bowl of food from the same place that you just did. And he went over to go get it after he got off with us. He's like, oh, man, I think somebody cleaned up my food. It's gone. Like, he barely touched it. It was like half eaten. And what had happened was Sean from the food truck had come over and set it down here. So he'd picked it up. It had been cleaned from that table and actually brought closer to him, but he didn't realize it. And so we found it and we're like, oh, hey, Lee, that's your food. So, yes,
that's
really, really good service here. So you're changing things up. You got to miss being on the air, though, right?
I do. I miss it tremendously. That's why one of the first things I did when I got here was come up here so I could get some airtime. I do miss getting my voice out there because, you know, I think it's important to have different voices. You know, obviously, you know, you and I agree on a lot and disagree on a lot, and same with Mark and same with Aria. But so that's why I think it's important to have so many divergent voices out there talking about these important issues.
I'm not sure what it is we disagree on, Roger, because we sure do agree a lot on things.
Well, I mean, you know, one thing that it seems like you've made the case lately that people who wear masks are subservient to government. And
that's not true for all of them.
And that's the point. It seems like you're making almost a blanket statement sometimes when you talk about it. And there are certainly lots of people out there who wear masks for very good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of them. The masks make me hyperventilate like mad. I cannot wear a mask for more than a few minutes because I start breathing weird and it's tough for me. But some people have to wear them. I mean, legitimately have to, or they will probably die. So I think
the masks don't protect the wearer.
Right. That's what they say.
But who knows? I mean, that's the thing. They're saying a lot of things that they change 2 weeks later. I mean, who knows what the actual truth is?
Well, for somebody that wants to be the ultimate in caution, it's there. It's an option for them. And it always has been an option for them. You know, you could wear a mask prior to all this.
Right, but it was kind of socially looked down upon to wear masks in this country until recently,
I mean, that may be true. I don't know how many people tried it. If they did, maybe they would have had more luck.
I think that I would have probably looked at someone oddly, if I were, say, at Disney World and they were walking around wearing a mask.
It would be unusual, but I don't know if that would have... I mean, I don't think it should have stopped somebody, right? Like social issues like that, a social concern. Hey, look at your health. So if it's that concerning...
But some people are more anxious about that sort of thing. So, you know, everybody has different anxieties.
But my point on the masks is that it's ultimately dehumanizing and in the aggregate. So kind of like in the same way that I don't blame anyone personally for taking a plea deal in court. You know, you got to do what's right for you.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
But in the aggregate, because so many people take plea deals, the state dominates people's lives, and it gets away with murder. It gets away with just abuse and stealing from people. And so if more people stopped doing that, then the state wouldn't get away with as much. Same thing true here. There's nothing wrong with an individual doing this. But if people are doing it just because they've been told to do it, or because they've been told it's a good idea, or because they see other people doing it, or because they've been asked to in a very sort of authoritative manner by corporations
there's always going to be sheeple. And there's going to be those people who whatever the government says, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And yes, those people should be ridiculed.
Tell the difference. And I wouldn't judge somebody based on simply the fact that they have a mask. Right. I wouldn't say, oh, that's an obedient sucker or whatever. That's not the case.
But you've almost made that case on the show. I mean, you've gotten really close to that line. Because I listen every morning when I'm doing my
line.
Ambulatory chores. I listen to the show every single morning.
Right. It's an important line. And that's why I'm clear that I think that it's still a bad thing from the aggregate of right. the anti-human, we're distancing ourselves, this is, you know, social distancing is anti-social, right? Like, it's
I agree.
Newspeak.
Sure, I agree.
It's crazy, and to have people now be afraid of each other in public, standing far away from each other.
Well, it's weird, like, you know, we've had insurance people coming to our house lately to do some farm insurance for us, and when they come in, it's like, okay, can I shake your hand, or, you know what? It puts everything in a very weird area right
so
now.
Bizarre.
It's like walking up to people here. I don't feel that. You know, I walked up to Jay Noon, of course, immediately I'm getting a hug.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how it just, that's how
well,
it is.
You knew what to expect.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And it's okay. The way I've been approaching it is I will offer my hand to shake somebody, and if they don't want to do it, that's fine. They'll be like, oh, no, fist bump or you know, elbow bump or nothing at all.
I have not yet encountered that here.
I mean, most of it. Not here.
It's mostly hugs.
Yeah, no. I've had a few hugs here. People have been shaking hands. Not here. I just mean in general, in real life when you're encountering people. I think it's important to offer that contact to people. Not to be pushy or rude about it. And the same thing's true of, like, dealing with this crazy, like, plexiglass up everywhere, this medical authoritarian hellscape that we found ourselves in thanks to the state and its obedient corporations, and trying to be like compassionate towards people about this.
Yeah.
I don't want to look down on somebody.
Sure.
It's their job. You know, they're wearing a mask. They're behind a plexiglass shield because they've been told to be there.
I had a guy at Harbor Freight jump on me. I mean, verbally.
An employee or
an employee
person?
For not wearing a mask. So
wow.
We go to Harbor Freight. It says, you know, masks requested.
Yep, that's not
my
required.
Wife and I walk in, no big deal. And he starts hounding me. Well, why aren't you wearing a mask? Because I can't wear a mask. He said, well, then we're going to have to shut the store down at some point, because if we get sick, we're going to have to shut the store down. I said, that's not going to be my fault.
Not your problem.
Because I'm not the only person in here not wearing a mask.
Right.
He didn't talk to the 6'3", 300-pound guy not wearing a mask.
I see.
He talked to short me.
That's what you get for losing weight.
Right, right. So yeah, I kind of gave it back to him.
Well, you know what? I mean, if they're giving you hell, then it doesn't hurt to respond
sure.
in kind.
Sure.
But, I mean, just generally when encountering these situations, to be compassionate with folks and to, you know, make a joke about it, like, oh, this is ridiculous or whatever, you know. I've been trying to do that, and it's gone over pretty well. Like, you know, somebody asked me at Aldi, you know, a few weeks ago, how's everything going? I said, well, it's going as well as it can for living in a medical authoritarian hellscape.
Essentially.
And that gave him the opening to kind of complain about, you know, some of the crap that he's having to deal with as an employee. So I don't want to ever blame somebody for the situation that they find themselves in.
Yeah, I think it's important to respect people's boundaries.
Sure.
I mean, if they don't want to handshake or they don't want
right.
to hug or whatever,
COVID
fine.
Or not.
But this works in reverse as well. If my boundary is I don't want to put this garment on my face, then they should similarly respect that.
Right. And unfortunately, this situation is not getting better over time. It's in the news today that Washington State has been told that there's a mask order now in place. Governor Inslee has ordered masks to be worn in public. And now apparently the governor in California is saying the crackdown may come back, the lockdown may come back due to cases being on the rise, etc. You want to sit in for another segment, Roger?
Absolutely.
Roger Paxton is with us. This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2020, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, also beginning to wrap up here this weekend. But ForkFest continues for an entire another week. So come on out. You got plenty of time to join us. Go to ForkFest.party. Learn more about that. Also, you can check out the next generation wallet coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar. Right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org, DIVIProject.org. It's Ian and Aria in here in the remote studio with Roger Paxton.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Back on the air with us again. Always glad to have you.
I need to come out to Kingston.
Yeah, you can, man. But you're so damn busy, you can't even get... You're telling me you're only going to be here for 3 hours today.
3 hours, yeah.
But you had to make the appearance.
We're in the car more than we're going to be. We're going to be in the car for 5 hours to be here for 3 hours.
Wow. Well, I hope you can come
back. That's dedication, man.
I wouldn't miss Porkfest. I have to be here at least for some. It's been such a big part of my life.
I hope you can come back for July 4th because we got Aria, and she's got a heavy metal band that they put together.
I've been seeing your every once in a while you do a Facebook with playing guitar. I've seen some of those. You're pretty good.
Yeah, Captain Kickass.
She can shred, that's for sure.
Have you met Captain Kickass?
I have not met him, but I love him on the show.
Yeah, he's great. So they've teamed up with another guy, Michael Gordon, who's a longtime Forkfester.
Nice.
And they're going to be playing a concert, which will be ForkFest's first live music show on July 4th. So the same day the fireworks are going to happen.
We were here 4th of July last year. We came back after ForkFest to enjoy it. It was great. It was really nice.
Should come back this year. It's going to be a good time.
You can do that. Come on back. And, you know, I was going to say regarding the podcast, because you host the Lava Flow podcast, you did for how many years?
four or five years every week. Yeah, yeah.
You know, consistent production schedule. So there's a long archive of some great stuff. You did another show, Essential Libertarianism, which is like some building blocks kind of info.
For voluntarism, right.
About voluntarism. Those things are still online, so anybody can go to... The feeds are still up.
TheLavaFlow.com and CentralLibertarianism.com.
Okay. Yep. And so grab some of those. Here's the interesting thing. I forget who it was that told me. I don't remember, you know, how conversations go here. They flow in and they go away. But somebody who had a podcast had let it die for like 2 years, hadn't put an episode out, did whatever other things was going on in his life. Somebody who's here. And he said he put another episode out. And 10,000 downloads.
No kidding.
So everybody who, I mean, maybe there was some fall off over time, but he couldn't tell, right? Like, his audience was still there, still subscribed, still ready for the next episode. And when it popped into their feed, they listened
to it. I can't tell you how many emails, and you know, I got a Patreon message yesterday from one of my, who's still on my Patreon waiting for me
still
to drop
paying.
An episode. Well, I have mine set to per episode.
Oh, you're doing the per episode.
Yeah, I don't want people to pay if I'm not putting out content.
That makes sense.
But he sent me a message yesterday, Trevor, saying, hey, just checking in. What's going on, man? Everything okay?
That's good.
I get that stuff all the time. So it makes me feel good about it. I really want to get back into it, but man, life is just so crazy.
Well, it takes effort to go to, you know, SoundCloud or Podbean or whatever and unsubscribe from a podcast.
Yeah,
if it's not putting out episodes, you probably just let it fall off your radar.
I do go through my podcast once in a while and drop stuff.
Oh, really?
I do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
I'm not a podcast listener, so I can't relate to it.
Yeah.
I subscribe to podcasts so I can download them for LRN.FM.
Right.
That's my only podcast subscriptions. So we were talking about masks, and, you know, it's always fun to discuss issues with you, Roger, since you brought it up. Let's get in a little deeper here into this story out of Olympia. This is the Seattle Times reporting where, of course, you know, we've been talking about the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, so there's been a lot of news about Seattle and Washington. But Governor Jay Inslee this week announced a statewide mandate requiring facial coverings in public to slow the spread of the new coronavirus as cases again begin to rise in Washington state.
We've also heard this about Vegas.
Yeah, that's what we heard yesterday from some of the Vegas folks, that Vegas just put it into place yesterday or like this week or something like
so
that.
So this is just governor's orders. This is not actual legislation, correct?
Correct, but that hasn't stopped anyone from acting like this is the law, right? Like everywhere this is being done, you know, the point you're making is that this is just a man with a pen writing a thing.
His Excellency, in our case,
you know,
for example.
And we don't believe in this system. Like, we don't buy into it. But if you do... Even if you believe in the system, you should see this as a bunch of bunk because it's not a law, because the legislature didn't look at it. The legislature didn't pass it. So it didn't go through the lawmaking process.
In this country, one man is not supposed to be able to pass law, period.
That's right. But the problem that you have is every corporation just jumps right on board. They're like, well, we'll just do whatever you say, sir. Okay, now it's mandatory masks here.
I wonder what the penalties are if you're caught without one. Now, obviously, you can't go to jail for not wearing a mask. They'll find some
disobedience.
Law, right? Disobedience or whatever.
I mean, they don't have a law against disobedience, but that's what they'll do. It's always not doing what you're told. That's
right.
What they come after you for.
Disturbing the peace. Or
disorderly conduct
right,
is
right.
always a favorite. The new order is set to take place today, as we're recording this, which is Friday, come after King County last month put in place its own requirements to wear face coverings. In a news conference, Inslee called the new orders imperative as economic activity increases. Quote, I think this is the way we need to look at this, said the governor. We just cannot wish this virus to go away. We have to use tools that are available to us that we know that work.
The way to make it go away is to let it run its course and be done with it. Instead
Absolutely.
Of this back and forth, that's not helping the situation. That's just going to make it last longer. If we just let
it
run its course.
That's good for the government, isn't
it? It is, of course.
If this lasts longer, then that means they get to do more lockdowns,
right.
and they get to do more mandates and more requirements, and they get to just keep on cranking up this, as I've defined it, medical authoritarian state, and it's just absolutely horrifying.
If this disease had been allowed to run its course, we would already be on the backside of it, period.
Yeah.
But now we're going back up because they locked us all in.
And by the way, we reported on Belarus, which is the country where they didn't do any of that stuff. Nobody was locked down.
And their numbers have been very similar to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So.
But their economic situation has not been as devastated.
Yes.
While children under the age of 5 are exempt, the order recommends kids between 3 and 5 wear facial coverings. Also exempt from the governor's order, people who cannot wear a mask for medical reasons, or people when they are communicating with someone who's deaf or hard of hearing. Masks will not be required outdoors when people can stay more than 6 feet apart from each other, while indoors at home with others, or while alone in a vehicle.
So is there a religious exemption?
Well, I don't think they have addressed that specifically, but it would be interesting to see someone try that.
Does the Reformed Satanic Church have an anti-mask?
Yes, because it's dehumanizing. It breaks the connection from one human being to another.
Agreed.
And that's undesirable. We're not going to... We don't tell people not to wear masks, but we value human connection.
Yeah, I would never shame somebody over it. I think that the aggregates, it's a bad thing for humanity.
So in the Shire Free Church is the same way with the mask?
Well, the Shire Free Church is decentralized, so I can't speak for what other Shire Free Church ministers believe. So there's no, like, church doctrine or anything like that. Shire Free Church is just a peace church, and there's no elders or anything like that. So as a minister of the Shire Free Church, I can decide who else to recognize as another minister of the Shire Free Church, and that's really all I get to say. So I can say what my opinion is as a peace-loving person, and I think that I would say that I think the masks detract from the peace of human beings.
It makes conversation very difficult.
It's frustrating. Yeah. It's frustrating to people, and if you're internally frustrated, you're not at peace, right? So there is that. But the good news, there's a little bit of good news out of Washington. So they're doing this mask requirement. It went into place today. According to mysanantonio.com, hours after the governor in Washington ordered state residents to cover their faces, a Republican sheriff in a rural swath of the state suggested they should be doing no such thing. Lewis County Sheriff Robert Snaza told the crowd outside a church Tuesday, quote, "Here's what I say," carrying a megaphone and sporting his green and beige uniform but no face mask. He said, "Don't be a sheep."
Good for him.
Yeah, isn't it interesting, the issues that the sheriffs pop up on and all of a sudden, side with freedom every now and then?
But it's all political. I mean, he's a Republican in a heavily left state. He's just trying to show his tail. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Yeah, well, I'll still cheer him on when he's right about this one.
But next time he'll be wrong, and then we'll be against him. So
few of the people cheering on Snaza covered their faces either, according to the video of the scene taken by the Daily Chronicle in Washington. Indeed, words on a billboard above the crowd seemed to capture their feeling about the pandemic. Quote, "Oh no, a virus. Quick, burn the Bill of Rights." Unquote. Somebody paid to put that up on a billboard.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Good for them.
So yeah, it is nice to see a pushback. I mean, I wish that it didn't appear to be political, but unfortunately, that's the reality.
Right.
These politicians are going to politicize anything that they can, and they're going to make whatever political hay off of it that they can.
Absolutely. And that's what politics brings. That's why I'm so anti-politics, because all it does is it's a tool used to divide us, just like racism, just like religion. Mm-hmm. It's just another tool used to divide us. That's why I don't pay attention to any of it.
So how the hell are we going to bring people together, Roger?
We're not. I had this argument with my wife recently because, she's a big Black Lives Matter supporter, which I am too, to a certain extent.
I've been to a few of them.
My issue with it is that it's not the root of the problem. The root of the problem is not the racism. The root of the problem is the authority.
Yes.
And I think that the Black Lives Matter and some of these others, they focus on the symptom and not the problem. That's kind of like the backwards song, ignoring all the statism because you're paying attention to the racism.
You want to stay or you want to go?
I'll stay.
More with Roger Paxton, Ian and Aria here in our remote studio, the beautiful Rogers Campground. We're at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.